Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I am stunned at the daily influx of stories of domestic violence with professional athletes and fighters, etc. It just never ends. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It blows my mind. And if we don't talk about it, who will? I mean, they'll just keep beating women and getting away with it. And so it has to stop. It's no different than mass shootings, in my opinion. People are going around killing everyone everywhere for no reason. And people are going around beating women and getting away with it. We all know about the Wife Beater League head of state, Dana White, beating his wife during the holidays. In Cabo, on video, busted. Everyone saw it. It went viral. He's smashing his wife in the face with a haymaker. I mean, she hit him. He smacked her back hard. And then, bottom line is, the guy got away with it. It makes me sick to my stomach. He makes his own rules. He's like, what should my punishment be? What do you think? I should go away for a month, 2 months? That's only going to hurt the fighters. Are you kidding me? That's the most pathetic, feeble, narcissistic thing I have ever heard in my life. I cannot stand this guy. I have never liked this guy, albeit I worked for him for a couple years. That's all I needed to be around him to know that he made me sick to my stomach. He's a bully. And everything I say, you can quote me on. I will not back down. I will not stand down. I'm not afraid of him or anyone that thinks they're a badass going around beating women. All right? So I will continue to hammer White and the Wife Beater League. I will never promote that league again, ever, or their fighters with all of the domestic violence and steroid abuse, corrupt judges, dirty coaches, dirty fighters that cheat, steal, lie, use drugs, fix fights. I mean, it is just, it's like the mob. I'm like, you know, covering the mafia over here. And they get away with it. Nobody does anything about it. The Nevada Athletic Commission's afraid of them. Everyone everywhere is afraid of them. They get away with murder and nobody does anything about it. Well, that's some serious bullshack to me. And I will be relentless in my pursuit of them doing something about White and anyone else that beats women or that cheats, fixes fights, dirty judges, whatever it is. I won't stop until they're all gone. And then we have like a clean sport. It is a great sport. It is magnificent. I mean, MMA, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, whatever you want to call it, is incredible. There's no denying it. The fighters are incredible. But a lot of them juice, and everybody knows it. I mean, they've had dozens and dozens of fighters fail roid tests, and that's just all there is to it. WADA's all over them. Certain guys get popped. Other guys don't even get tested. It's unbelievable how corrupt it is. But I'm done listening to this guy, White, telling you that nobody's going to get rid of him or get him out of his seat of power with all of his money. You know, when they sold to Endeavor for $4 billion and he got almost $500 million right off the bat, That is all it took to make his head the size of Texas. I mean, this guy's ego is out of control. He beats women. He says, it's my problem. It's my wife. We've been married for 30 years. Let's not talk about it at all publicly so that my kids aren't exposed to it. Well, what are they exposed to? How about they were exposed to you beating their mother during the holidays in Cabo? They saw it. Their friends saw it. Their neighbors saw it. Everybody saw it. Their teachers saw it. Their principals saw it. Everybody knows that daddy's a wife beater. And then nobody does anything about it? My effing ass. Let's go through all the other guys in trouble. Mike Clevenger, starting pitcher, signed a big fat deal with the Chicago White Sox in the offseason. He's being investigated by baseball for domestic violence. The investigation is because of a woman who has been named, and her claim, she's gone public with it, so she has become known. You understand? Everybody knows who she is. I don't care what her name is because I don't want to go there. Fair enough? But she accused Clevenger of physical and emotional abuse toward his three children and their two different mothers, herself included. She agreed to be named in an interview and to be made public. Everyone knows who she is now. But she's been in touch with baseball since the summer when Clevenger was still with the Padres. But she started talking about her accusations in stories on Instagram earlier this week. In the stories, she says Clevenger did several acts of domestic violence and child abuse. He threw, quote, chewing spit on a screaming child, end quote, and strangled her allegedly. The accusations were posted with photos that alleged to be the result of violent acts committed by Clevenger, who's 32 and he's been a major leaguer for 7 years. An attorney for Clevenger said, quote, Mike emphatically denies the accusations made by this woman, end quote. Her name being named in the quote. The lawyer said he has never harmed her or her daughter. His daughter, he will not comment on her motive for bringing these allegations. Her baseless threats and accusations over the last few months have regrettably escalated, culminating most recently in deeply disturbing threats toward Mike and his family. Her threats and her pattern of abusive behavior are well documented. The simple truth is that Mike's done nothing wrong. He's a loving and caring father. We advised Mike to not comment on the matter. The Padres said, we're aware of the investigation and support the investigation under the joint domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse policy. Due to the investigation, we won't talk. The White Sox signed Clevenger to a 1-year, $12 million deal this winter. He's going to make $8 million base, included $12 million mutual option with a $4 million buyout for 24. And they said they didn't know about all these allegations when they signed them. They said they're not aware of the allegations. They know of the investigation now. And they said they're not going to comment on it at all until it's reached its conclusion. So Mike Clevenger getting all kinds of favorable press these days for the allegations made against him. Now, remember, he's innocent until proven guilty, of course. They're all allegations. Then you've got the 49ers defenseman, Charles Omenihu, who was arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence on Monday of this week in San Jose, California. He went into the Santa Clara County Jail. He was released. The cops arrived at his house at around 4:30 after a woman called to report that he was, her boyfriend, but that he had pushed her to the ground during an argument. No injuries were observed. She complained of pain in her arm but declined medical attention. Now it's gone on to the DA's office for possible charges. The Niners said they're aware of the matter and they'll wait to find out how it plays out before they'll comment. He's 25. He's a key member of that team. He's got 4.5 sacks. He had 2 sacks and a forced fumble in their win over Seattle in the wild card. He was in the game, 15 snaps in the win over Dallas, but he injured his oblique and did not come back to the game. The Niners, of course, play the Eagles on Sunday in the championship game in Philadelphia. Are they going to let this guy play in the game on Sunday in Philly after he's been arrested for domestic violence? I won't be surprised at all if he plays. Now, getting off of the domestic violence thing, how about a little fight between golfers? Rory McIlroy this week was at the driving range of the Dubai Desert Classic when he was approached by Patrick Reed. Of course, Reed went to LIV Golf. McIlroy was practicing, and he said he didn't want to acknowledge Reed. He said Patrick came up to say hello, and I didn't want him to. And then reporters asked him if Reed threw a tee toward him. And Rory said, apparently that's what happened. And if roles were reversed, I'd have thrown that tee at him. I'd be expecting him to file a lawsuit, end quote. That was certainly McIlroy talking about how Reed had lawyers subpoena Rory on Christmas Eve. And then Reed refiled a defamation lawsuit last month. McIlroy wants no part of Reed. He said, quote, of course, trying to have a nice time with my family, someone shows up on your doorstep and delivers a subpoena, you're not going to take that well. So again, I'm living in reality. I don't know where he's living. If I were in his shoes, I wouldn't expect a hello or a handshake. Reed said he shook McIlroy's caddy's hand and that he did flick a tee at McIlroy. He said, quote, Rory was looking down there and was messing with his track man and kind of decided to ignore us. We all knew where it came from, being part of LIV. Since my tees are Team 4 Aces LIV tees, I flicked him one. It was kind of a funny shot back. Funny how a small little flick of a tee has turned into me stabbing him and throwing a tee at him. He saw me, decided not to react. It's unfortunate because we've always had a good relationship. But it's one of those things. If you're going to act like a little child, then you might as well be treated like one. I actually think it's kind of kick-ass that Reed and McIlroy hate each other's guts. And McIlroy doesn't like Sergio Garcia either. Isn't it nice?
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.